everybody. It is November 3rd, 2016. This is the Geeks Next Door, episode 33, I guess. The one without Dave 2. He is gone in Mexico, far away, being without us. So screw him. I never liked him anyways, right?
It sucks being without a D. It's not very much fun.
Are you...
There's plenty of D here.
Are you trying to tell us something right now? But we got Ryan, Dave 1, and Adam here, so we'll get going with that. So I don't have anything to talk about when we start, so, and since we're going to see an awesome movie tomorrow, well, me and Dave are, I thought we'd instead talk about what the rest of you are doing while me and Dave see an awesome movie tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. So, fuck that. You guys are both like a bunch of jerk faces.
So, Ryan,
really?
what will you
gonna
be doing?
You're going to go there. So
we're gonna go
Wisconsin Dells, but I'm gonna go. So let me just do a little replay of the last two Friday movies. Dave sends out a text to everybody, and I say I'm in.
I know.
And then Dave's like, "Yeah, I don't know. I'm just gonna." You know, when I say I want to go to a movie, I mean I want to go to a movie with Chris, and everybody else is welcome to join us.
That's not
and
true.
Now
it's that he like the now, more the merrier, right?
No.
There is something about the more the merrier. That's true. But I'm just saying, man, I miss one of like, I got the better numbers than anybody right now on percentages. I'm going to say that right now. So don't give me shit for the one I missed.
Are we doing Lifetime? Because Lifetime.
Lifetime, I still think you're down.
I don't know.
No, I'm positive.
I
got to
be
down.
Top three easy.
Yes,
probably top
be top three, Ryan. Well
done. Okay, but in I will say this happens to be a more special movie, right? This is not just a random Friday movie. This is a big movie. This is a movie Dave sent out an email like a month ago saying, here are the Fridays I really like. Which I'm not saying you need to like drop everything. I'm just saying that this has a little more significance than the random last two Fridays, what was that?
Like
The Accountant?
The one Marvel movie that Ryan would be like the most interested in. If you had to go through the list of all the movies that are Marvel that Ryan would be the most interested in.
Number one is Ant-Man.
Boil to the top. Actually, that might be number one. But Ant-Man, I don't know. Ant-Man has sentimental value, but this one's about a goddamn wizard.
All right. Is this a planned Wisconsin Dells trip, or you guys just decided to take a fucking vacation for a while?
This is planned. I wasn't aware of it, which is probably. but I think there's.
But you weren't aware of it.
So this is an unplanned.
Well, Amber's better at being aware of the plans than me, and she probably shared it at some point. But I lost track.
So she definitely did. Okay. Are you going with anybody or just the immediate family?
We're meeting up with the cousins and the in-laws and their kids and family. I guess my brother-in-law has a softball tournament up in the area. So it was it is kind of weird that
there's
a Wisconsin Dells softball tournament. And it almost feels like it's getting too cold for some.
In like November.
Yeah,
why would you do that in November?
It ends, and then this is the month it ends, pretty much.
Yes, so maybe it's a tournament or something. I'm not fully aware, but it was a reason to bring folks all together in a location that's somewhat central and has activities. So it should be good.
Okay. Dave, have you been to Wisconsin Dells before?
Yes.
And Adam, have you been to Wisconsin Dells before?
Vaguely. I took a helicopter over Wisconsin Dells once.
Vaguely is not I have been to or I have not been to. What does that mean?
I took a helicopter over Wisconsin
but
Dells.
But you've never been in there. You never went to the park or anything.
Nah, there's a park. I saw where there was a bunch of trees that got blown down.
Sometimes I hate you. what's the best thing to do at Wisconsin Dells for the two people who have been there?
There's a lot of cool like
wide helicopters.
That's what they're known for. And lots of like touristy things, but it's probably mostly the water parks and big hotels with, you know, big water parks connected. And you go there and you do that. It's good. It's fun.
Isn't there campsites. Some sort of duck boat that you can ride? That would be pretty sweet, right? A boat that's amphibious and goes on land.
I seem to remember seeing billboards like that too.
Yes,
actually, now that you mention it.
What about Tommy Bartlett's Robot World?
at Robot World and Ski Sky and Stage Show.
Never so been to the Robot
World. There's three things right there you should be doing.
Ryan, I have also put a link in there to the AMC Desert Star, which is in Barrowby, Wisconsin. Dr. Strange starts at 9:15 tomorrow.
We can Skype in.
Yeah, why don't you call us on the phone? We'll start 15 minutes late, and we'll talk it through with you. Like, oh, did you see that?
All right, we'll see what we can do.
Well, I'm not sold on Wisconsin Dells. It sounds kind of retarded. It's got a duck boat and a fancy hotel or something like that. So
it has mini golf, which is pretty great.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Like they have one that's like 90 holes of mini golf.
It's probably really fun for kids. So.
Right. And
it's definitely kid driven. But there's bars and shit if you're into that.
It's Wisconsin. Why wouldn't there be bars?
Okay, so you have a lame excuse. What about you, Adam? What's your lame excuse?
I have no car, and I could not commit. I could not commit to going to wherever places because my car decided to die.
Don't worry, buddy. We'll pick you up. Don't worry, man. We got you.
Hey, does Joy have a car?
She does, but she was out doing something at or around. I don't know. Dude, I'm so focused on trying to get my fucking car.
Here comes the Adam excuses.
I'm not even.
It's cool. Hey, don't you live like just down the street from your mother's-in-law? Are they using both of the cars?
I'm not gonna ask my mother-in-law to borrow her car to go gallivanting with my
gallivanting.
Let me ask you something. What's more important? If I were to rank things.
Which you tend to do. I like Ryan's.
If
rank.
I were to actually rank things,
I would say gallivanting with friends would be a very highly ranked item on my list. You know, that is an important thing to do. Gallivanting with friends. I'm just going to say, because sometimes you trivialize it, but then you think back, you step back for a second, you say, wait a second, what is important?
Is it?
Apparently. Whatever the else you're doing, or is it gallivanting with friends? You know what? I think the gallivanting with friends in the long run is a good use of time. Probably. So I'm just saying, just bringing it out there. I'm raising the priority on that for you, brother, because I think it's important to be said.
I like Dave's idea. Just go next door and be like, can I borrow a cup of sugar and your car? And then take the car and the cup of sugar back to your house. Right. You'll be fine.
A couple of eggs and a car.
Oh, Uber. You know, Uber is probably like
Uber. I will not
$12.
You don't need.
I don't agree with their business practice.
Oh
therefore,
my
I'm not going to support them.
You don't. We'll get into that later. But you have. I'll be happy to pick you up. I'm there for you, buddy. I will go there with you, and I will pick you up, and I'll drop you off because that's how much your presence in my life means to me.
Right.
I'll clean out the back of my car just to make that happen.
That's the thing. There's probably so much shit in Dave's car.
But
I'll drive. Doom. All right.
Four minutes of cleaning out the back of my car.
Look it up. What other excuse can I use? I'm not feeling very good either, and my hair is pretty dirty. And
I've been wearing this hat all day, so my hair hurts.
It does.
Right. Yeah, how that happened. Ryan, how would you describe Adam's hat? Is it a hipster hat, or?
I would totally call that a hipster hat.
It's on the verge of being a hipster hat.
Okay.
Beanie.
I just don't want to be the only one that has a hipster hat.
Oh, I've got
plenty
of hipster
hats. But the fact
that
I'm balding doesn't helps that I can wear hats more often. So I'm, wearing it unironically.
You need a hand-crocheted hat.
Right.
And that would make it hipster, right?
Okay.
I own two.
Hand-crocheted hats?
Hand-crocheted.
Oh, all right. Ryan, I do not ever put me in the same boat as Adam when it comes to hipster and shit.
Yeah.
Mine's Adam's a Star Wars hipster hat.
He was a hipster before it was cool.
No, I was a metrosexual before it was cool.
That's right.
Yeah,
and then
that's
it
true.
Turned into hipsters.
Yeah, right.
Absolutely.
Metrosexuals turn to the hipsters. Hipsters turn to the lumbersexuals, and then the world just falls off.
I don't know any of these terms that you're saying.
No, let's not talk about them any longer.
Wait. What's a lumbersexual?
Why did you open that? Oh God, he's gonna talk now.
It's better than him trying to make an excuse. So let's switch gears.
If we put a hipster hat on Dave and gave him a flannel, like a black and red checkered flannel, so he looked like a lumberjack, that's a lumbersexual.
Okay.
You gotta have a beard.
The thing is, I'm just a fat dude wearing a hat and wearing a flannel. Can't there be that?
No. Nope.
I think it was just your beard that he was focusing on there. Right.
This beard is for November.
Don't you have to shave it off before November starts?
Yeah, I think you have to start fresh from November for that to be a thing. What?
So maybe I just support year-round. That's
what it seems like. So, Dave, what about you? What's your excuse for going to see Doctor Strange?
Because I need to see this movie.
And it looks fucking good.
There's mages in it, and it's like I need to like make sure that two of us support the fact that mages are awesome.
What if you guys decide to go on Saturday instead?
No, we have something on Saturday.
Goddamn. What? You think by Saturday you'll have your car situation all figured out? And you'll be rearing to go?
Yeah, I was like, Saturday afternoon I'll be ready to go.
Alright, what about you, Dave, too? Why aren't you going? Because I'm stupid and I like boys. Alright, Dave, whatever, man. Let's get the podcast now going.
This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. This is when we turn up the party. All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party.
Okay, this one might be, this has the potential to be, for me, the least prepared podcast I have. So, fill it up. What do we got to talk about tonight?
AMC in Wisconsin Dells.
AMC Desert Star in Wisconsin Dells.
Is showing.
See Doctor Strange tomorrow.
At 9:15, so there's that.
Like, yeah, I bet you my brother-in-law John would go with me.
Hey, who's your brother-in-law John? What's he look like?
Yeah.
He looks like Guy.
Guy,
does he listen to the podcast?
I don't know if you've ever met him, actually.
Did I ever play basketball with him?
Did we play? No. Did he come here and play basketball?
It would have been when you were living at your old house. Is that the guy?
Oh, no. I think that's my ex-brother-in-law.
Oh, you have an ex-brother-in-law?
Yeah. Is that how it works? I'm not good at these kind of things, but yes.
I always consider him still brother-in-law when you meet him on the street, just because just weird
it's
to
in
say.
Law.
It's not like I call him by title ever. I just call him by the first name.
Hey, brother-in-law! No, wait a minute, because it's in law, and once that law is no longer binding, it's not really a brother-in-law anymore. It's a brother.
Well, that's true, but same true for like a girlfriend or a wife, so you call him ex, because at one point in the past, it was true. So that's where I think I'm right on the X.
A former
I could say that. Yeah, that sounds weird, though. Like,
that's what we do
like
in the Marines. Former Marine. You're never an ex-Marine.
Right. Oh, really? Is that true?
It is true.
That's why I said that one.
You don't stop being a Marine. You're just a former one. Wait. If we want to get into your family history, what?
Well, it's simple. Amber's sister got divorced and then got remarried.
Oh, Amber's sister. For some reason, I was thinking on your side. I was like, Beth? Did Beth get married somewhere and then get divorced and get married again?
Okay, I see how you're tripped up.
I was confused. Amber's side. Okay.
Yeah, Amber, anything in Wisconsin is connected usually to Amber's family somehow.
Yeah.
Because apparently I hate Wisconsin. Like, this is funny that...
You have proven that. You have said that.
Last weekend I didn't go, I wanted to stay back and...
play league all weekend.
We went to the fucking finals. They're the world finals. It was good.
Yeah, I wanted to see the world finals. And apparently, Heather, Amber's sister, asked June, "Hey, why didn't your dad come?" And she was like, "Oh, it's because he hates Wisconsin."
That's pretty funny.
I have no idea where that came from. Like maybe nonverbals or something. But I've never said that, nor do I feel that way. But it's pretty fucking funny.
Fine. If you had to rank Minnesota and Wisconsin, how would you rank them in what order?
I would definitely put Minnesota number one.
Okay.
And
Wisconsin number seven. All right. What else we got?
Wisconsin doesn't make the list. I hate Wisconsin.
That's what I was going to say.
Apparently. Wow. They do have a really weird guy for a freaking governor or whatever. So there you go. I understand.
What was the thing that Adam said during the intro that I want? That you said we need to follow up on that?
Oh, I don't like Uber.
Yeah. Oh, what the fuck is up with that?
All right, so I feel like Uber has changed the taxi service, and they're not regulated, right? They're not regulated by any any government entity, whereas taxis are regulated. Okay?
Mount up.
You have to have whatever medallion or whatever the fuck you need to have a taxi. License,
you
bonded,
do need a medallion,
right?
Yes.
Whatever it is. I don't know.
It's a magic medallion that makes you be able to drive my taxis.
So there's that. I feel like Uber and Lyft are coming in and they're contracting people to use their own vehicles to pretty much
exactly what they're doing.
That's exactly what they're doing.
To push out taxi services.
Right. Well, they're
calling it a social. It's not a taxi. They're calling it a social meeting or a social gathering.
Whatever. But you do understand that this helps pricing for us, right? Because it makes competition more of a thing.
I agree with the pricing. That doesn't bother me at all. But the fact that, like...
I know where Adam's coming from here. I figured it out when I was about to respond. As you were saying this, I was about to say, wait a second, what's the regulation good for? Anybody, you don't need any special skills to know how to drive. And as I thought,
well, you know how to drive.
Which I still actually think is true.
Yeah, driver's license.
But I thought to myself that Adam drives for a living. And so by saying that, it's like reflecting upon his career and his skill. Exactly.
Well, there's that too.
Yeah, so it takes it personally.
Once they have Uber delivery, then you're fucked. That's just the next step, and he knows he's fucked.
So the other thing is that if I were to sign up to be an Uber driver, I have to use my own insurance, my own gas, my own car, maintenance on that car, right? So, in actuality, they don't pay me well, though.
Well, don't do it. Get a different job, then.
Exactly.
But if somebody wants to do it and wants to put their car through it and wants to do that, why do you hate them?
So, based on the fact that of all the things I just stated, I don't really want to support Uber or Lyft or any of those companies. I'll support taxis, but I won't. But Ryan, I think you probably, I didn't realize that, but I think you probably hit the nail.
Definitely what it is, because I don't know if there's anything in my life that I care if it's regulated. Really, honestly, especially like I guess some things like water quality and stuff like that. That's important
food.
To live.
And drugs, stuff like that.
I'm talking about more like stuff that you could opt into, like taxi services or services that you need to opt into. Like, why the fuck do I care if that's regulated? I don't care if the movie theater is regulated. You know, I don't care about that.
Right. Like, if there's like 20 movie theaters and a bunch of them are not regulated and have shitty screens, I'm going to pay a little bit more to go to a better movie theater. I will make the choice.
But that's where I think, like, if you look at what does regulation buy taxi folks, there's probably some theoretical thing, but my experience with driving in taxis is that they're really beat up, shitty cars where the people drive super crazy and break the laws all the time as they're driving while taking you on a slow route, and you don't know how much you're going to get charged because their weird-ass metering system is, like, ticking up when they don't move and faster when they move with some weird it's like the Enigma code machine, you know, like right, nobody can actually figure out how the thing works, but some Alan at the Turing end it says 2742 and you're like, oh, well, I guess so. So anyways, just regulation, like, what it do for them? What's that?
You just do it like you're in Mexico, barter with them ahead of time before they drop the flag. Say, I'll give you $20, give me the airport. And it's all yours.
That's not.
So couldn't I do that with an Uber driver?
That's not regulated. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah,
that's actually the opposite of regulated. You want, like,
in Mexico.
But I'm saying you want the regulation, but then you want to disregard the regulation when you want to disregard the regulation.
Yeah.
So we've heard Adam's powerful arguments against Uber. Very, very influential. Perhaps changing people's views to our viewership. But now on the pro side, it's cheaper. It's simpler. You can pay on your phone. There's not the awkward tipping thing that exists.
Right. You pay ahead of time, so you know how much you're spending.
You pay ahead of time. They show the route you're going to take ahead of time. Mm-hmm. It's just far superior in every way.
Except for the ways that Adam mentioned.
Except for those strong points that you made, which I can't dispute.
Yeah, Uber drivers do not have medallions.
Oh, yeah, nobody else. I'll give you the potential of you can actually maybe have sex with your Uber driver.
Oh, you can bone a taxi driver.
If they're hot enough.
Wait, you can't have sex with taxi drivers?
They're regulated.
I don't want to.
How does anybody go into that job, then? Isn't that why you get a job?
Yeah. Uber's trying to roll out robot cars.
I did see that. That's pretty cool that they're actually wanting to buy out a bunch of, like...
Teslas,
yeah.
So taxis still want regular people. I don't want regular... Eventually, I just want, like, something to roll up to my house. You get in there, it brings me to the place, I don't have to ever talk to anyone, and then I get out.
I think that's the way of the future, eventually.
I think that, I would support you a little bit more out of if... So, like, I don't support Walmart, because Walmart pays their employees jack and shit, and doesn't give them, gives them just underneath the legal stuff to get them hours so that they don't get insurance or anything like that. They basically do what they can to exploit their workers, as far as I'm concerned. They get kind of generally underskilled, undereducated workers to work there. Not all of them, just some of them. Uber to me seems more like a volunteer service. Like, I have extra time, I'll volunteer into this. It's not like, it doesn't seem like a career path where I can support your love of the common man.
So right. You have to have a certain quality of car before you can actually qualify to drive as an Uber.
That's true.
Which I find interesting that, you know, you're not, you drive like a, I don't know, a fucking Volkswagen Beetle, and they're like, no, fuck you, I'm not going to support you in your Uber desire to be a career driver for Uber.
Well, you have to have a certain kind of car then to be a taxi driver.
Which is provided for you.
And I'm guessing that
it's when you buy that medallion that can cost, in like New York, and cost up to $1 million, as I've done research just on now.
Holy
shit.
Medallion to be a taxi driver. So you have to come in with an initial investment of $1 million.
It is cool that, like, so Uber just got into the airport here in Minneapolis.
Right. They did?
Yeah. It completely changes when an Uber comes into a place, it completely changes the dynamics of that place for taxis, for shuttle services, for all that kind of stuff. And I think it's neat when a technology like that comes along and kind of revolutionizes things like this, or at least shakes it up enough where we can be. I think taxi is one of those antiquated technologies. You know, anything we've had from like the 50s like that, we had taxis in the 50s, and it feels like they haven't done anything except for charge more money, and they haven't really updated it at all. Maybe this will make them have to update or at least, you know, adapt a little bit.
I like
Wi-Fi.
Oh, that'd be cool.
There you go.
And the other thing, well, one of the taxis we were on in Vegas, they had the ability for me to stream through my app to stream my music to their car, which was kind of cool. Oh. I didn't do it because I had a headache. But it was pretty cool anyways. And the other thing, there's some at the social thing, what you're saying, Chris, about like, hey, people just kind of do it when they can on their own time if they want to. I think it's interesting to think everybody's driving about. And carpools, you know, don't really work because you need to have two people that ahead of time have pre-planned that they want to go to the same place at the same time. Essentially, Uber makes it so that if enough people are just driving about, doing their daily whatnot, and have a little bit of extra time to make a few stops on the way, they can light that, turn their Uber on, look to see where people want to go, and accept rides. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is kind of neat, you know.
They completely decentralized the service, right? Uber is a centralized service, but they effectively were like, you know, people are just doing it, going out. It's not like there's one place that's dispatching things to everywhere. It's just, it's kind of individuals empowering themselves to make more money doing this service if they want. I don't know, Uber's weird.
It'd be cool if you could opt into, like, say, like, I'm going from my house to the Mall of America, right? And I say, oh, cool, I don't care if someone rides with me.
Right.
And they're like, all right, cool. And now on the way, we go out of the way 3/4 of a mile to pick up another person also going to the Mall of America or somewhere close.
Yeah.
And now we've just cut that, like, the cost, you know, into smaller chunks because we're going to a nearby place.
I like that. That's neat.
We should build that. That'd be a cool app. That'd be like...
I think that's a better option than Uber.
You could have a parameter of where you're going and how long you're willing to divert from your, you know, right. I'll take an extra 10 minutes, and then all of a sudden it goes, ba-ding! You have someone who's willing to get picked up in that time frame, and they'll give you, like, $5 for gas or whatever.
And you could stipulate, probably, like, within 5 minutes of my route, or within, that's a good idea. Why is this not made yet?
I just get... As I've determined, I'm an idea man, and Ryan gets legwork working.
I know. That's why I'm always behind, because my end takes a lot longer.
Whatever. That's just lazy talk right there.
Right. Yeah, you really are sucking it up. We have a lot of ideas going.
All right, so that's Uber. That's our Uber discussion for the evening.
That's one of our better discussions,
I didn't know that Uber... Oh, two things. So Uber has also made it more... Like, for some reason, taxi use is very prevalent in poorer communities. Like, you can't afford a car, so you take a taxi. And taxis are fucking expensive. Ubers have actually saved those people a lot of money. If you need to go to the grocery store, it'll cost you, you know, it doesn't cost you as much to call a taxi, have them drive out to you, when you can just pick up an Uber and go there and back and stuff. It's good stuff.
Well, there's a program that's, I think, in the inner city, or not in the inner city, in Minneapolis, where they have, like, is it Car2Go? I think is the name of it, where pretty much it's, they have, like, a bunch of, what are they, fucking smart cars running
around?
They're
very small, that's what they are.
You can rent them. I see one on my, like, right around the corner from my house, like, every day.
Yes, me too. And it's kind of, the app's kind of neat. You look at where there's one in the area, and you walk to it, and you take it, and then you pay for it, you take it, and you just drive it and leave it wherever you happen to be. It's a good idea. I mean, we've had people do it at work.
Until somebody steals your ride home.
Well, exactly. They can take that ride if you don't reserve it for that time. Which I guess would, but then, you know, well, then you're kind of screwed. Then you got to call Uber.
So you have to pay for it by time then, or by miles, or by combo?
So you look on your app, and it shows you where the nearest ones are.
Uh-huh.
You take it, and you pay for it. I don't know if it's by time or by distance or a combination of the two. And then you leave it. And at that point, you're done. Unless you want to reserve it for longer, in which case you have to continue to reserve it for an extra X amount of time.
Where do you leave the keys?
Just in the car, as far as I know. There must be some sort of, like, remote that they use, like entry, maybe smart entry. I don't know.
They must have that, like, so the app actually remotely unlocks it. That makes sense.
Otherwise, they give you a password or something.
Ryan, start making the app that can break through the security blockades of this, so we can have a fleet of our own.
Do you think they don't have those things? GPS chipped or something?
We could start making the app that takes out the GPS chip.
GPS, yeah. See, as ideas flow prevalently from my mouth, Ryan is hard at work creating ways to bypass all security systems.
Like 1,000 years behind. I have a game.
Here's a hammer. There's your security.
Yeah. Just punch the GPS a lot.
What's that company called?
Car on the go, or Car2Go, or something like
that. Yeah, we actually have a person near us that takes one, that, like, has one. They just own one. But it's those little tiny cars, you know, that can fit, like, two people, and that's it.
So. No groceries.
There's maybe a room for a little bit of groceries, but not much.
Is it expensive?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I've never had to use it. I own a car.
Yeah,
well, this is the kind of thing where you almost should do, even though you don't have to, because why not? I will probably get the app and then find a reason to do it for no good reason. I'll probably drive to one.
Yeah,
drive to the nearest one.
You probably have to, because it's mostly just in Minneapolis and St. Paul, right?
It's really easy to do on the inner city.
Oh, if they have limits to where you can take it, like, can I just...
No.
Well, I'm going to Iowa.
There is no limit.
Just leaving to Iowa?
It would just cost you a shitload of money. And I actually listened to an NPR episode about this on NPR, where they're talking about how they have, after a while, they have a fleet of people who just drive out to these cars that are in extra areas, and one person gets out and drives the other car back. So the ones are on the outliners like that, they actually do have to physically go and get.
It's like the nice rides where they have to round up the bicycles every once
in a while. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
It's actually really expensive. If it's $85 a day, $15 an hour, and so it gets cheaper, you know, it's longer, and it's 41 cents a minute. So if you're doing it by, you know, short trips, it probably is fairly affordable. But the $85 a day is more expensive than rental cars.
It's more than a rental car, yes. It's a lot more than a rental car.
A lot more.
But you don't have to pay insurance.
That's true.
I wonder you don't if have to pay insurance in the rental car.
I wonder if...
No, but you have to carry your own insurance.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. So you don't have to be insured to drive? Are you sure about that? I bet you have to be insured.
You might have to. Otherwise, they might actually have a thing where you have to say what your insurance is or put your policy in number or something in. I don't know. That's weird. This is all becoming very interesting.
The other thing is, what if you don't have a car or need insurance? So you don't...
Yeah, if you don't have a car, you probably don't have insurance, right?
So
you can.
What is the insurance coverage? Cargo's insurance meets or exceeds the statutory minimum financial responsibilities limited to each jurisdiction which it operates. So you do not need your own.
Gotcha.
Jurisdiction.
You don't need your own insurance. You just need a license.
Right.
Yep.
So it sounds like.
Okay. So that's probably the market they're going after. People that be normally riding dirty.
So $80 ain't bad.
Right. It's expensive. You can drive up to 150 miles, after which you are billed 45 cents per mile.
Okay. Yeah, it seems like one of those things where if you need a car once a week or once three times a month, that's something you can do. Or if you just need it for like 15 minutes to go down the road or something, yeah, not too bad, right?
Go down the road, pick up some smokes, come back.
Yeah, I guess smokes.
Yeah, but you cannot smoke in the car. If you smoke in the car, there's a $50 fine.
Huh. There's got to be like some sort of. There should be. We should start this. New idea, Dave. You have to implement this time. it's like just a simple site where it's like car, like fucked up places where you can put car to go. It's like where you have to drive them like in the most awkward and weird places so that the people go like, how did it even get there? You know, like, and then take pictures of it and put it on YouTube, and then you get a million views because it goes viral and stuff, and that's how we make money.
Twitter thing. Okay, it's totally Twitter, like
right.
Because I think it'd be funny to just drive it like somewhere that like it just shouldn't fit.
and like if you got four or five guys, you could probably pick the fucking thing up and like put it somewhere. It's pretty small.
Yeah.
So yeah, that'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, Ryan, you are a freaking genius. I love it. When you rent the car.
Wait a minute, Adam. I just looked it up. There's a car to go like three blocks from you.
I told you there's one right around my house. Like,
you
know,
you can do it. You can take a car to go tomorrow and come to the movie.
Good.
And wait a minute. The first thing you said about car to go is you said they were in inner city. And if there's one block away from you, would that say that you're in the inner city?
Basically.
You guys consider my neighborhood inner city anyway.
In the inner city, you just walk down the street and get shot.
Right.
It's true.
Ryan's afraid to drive down my street without his windows rolled up.
You got no jobs. There's crime everywhere. I mean, fuck, Adam. How are you even surviving?
Hey, there's some bad hombres around. Bad hombres.
Nice, Dave. High five. Virtual high five.
Double high five. A dub style.
What else? New Wonder Woman trailer came out that was pretty badass.
Alright, let's talk a little bit about this. Who did not watch it?
I have not seen it yet.
Okay, really? So me and Dave are the only ones who watch it, so screw the rest of you. But,
right?
Something, I don't know if it was my attitude or my mood or what, but something about the second trailer did not appeal to me. I don't know what it was. The first trailer I was hyped for. I was like, yeah, it's badass. This one I was kind of like, eh.
Did they show too much information, like the Star Wars trailer?
Think so. They just.
I don't think so. It was a lot of flashing of her deflecting bullets.
Yeah,
and stuff.
They did that a lot. Yeah,
pretty fucking badass.
Did they use her lasso?
They did.
They use her lasso.
I don't think it's the truth here.
Really?
If by truth, maybe she just beat you up, and then you're like, oh, I guess I should tell the truth because you beat me up so much.
What about the invisible jet? Is it in there?
No.
This
I'm not sure, like, because in the comics she can fly, so she might just be able to fly.
Hey,
that's weird.
Is it true? I don't know if it was just a rumor or what, but I heard the guy who created Wonder Woman and her lasso of truth was the guy who created the polygraph test.
Yep.
That's kind of cool.
Yep, 100% true.
That's neat. He's like, you know what I like? The truth. Don't ever lie to me. In fact, we're going to make a test that makes it so you can't lie to me. In fact, she's got a whip that means you can't ever lie to me. And I'm Ryan Thomas's character. You don't lie to me.
Right.
What came first, the polygraph or the whip?
The polygraph.
The lasso. Lasso. Oh.
So he got rich and then had time to, like, indulge his hobbies.
I don't think he got rich off that.
You don't think right. so?
I don't think so.
I bet she did.
I don't know.
So
yeah, I bet she's one of those guys, because he was like a psychologist guy. So
yeah, he also had to support two women. He was in a tri relationship for most of his life. So supporting two women is expensive.
Or... right.
Huh. Polygamist or like?
No, no, they were all married to each other unofficially. Okay. So I don't know what that's called. I mean, isn't polygamy when a male marries two women, basically, or more than one woman? Or is polygamy any combination of more than one?
Maybe it's polyamory then.
Yeah, that's basically what it was. So.
Right, yeah, I don't know.
Because after he died, the women stayed together and raised the kids and
polygamy
stuff.
Polygamy is either wife's or husband's, more than one at a time.
Okay, so yeah, what do you call it if you have
each other?
A wife and a husband? Is that still polygamy?
Triangle.
It's gotta be probably.
what do you call it?
No, that might actually be legit. That might be like double legit. You know, double legit. It's only one of each, a wife and a husband.
Isn't that
I don't know.
That's I call it a legit. Good time. I don't know what you got.
That's like a loophole. Somebody found a loophole. Like, check it out. It's not polygamy.
Too legit. The guy was also super into bondage, too. So.
Yeah, he was weird.
Like, he... So I mean, being tied up, it's like, oh, cool, a domineering, like, powerful woman who ties you up
and makes you tell the truth.
Tell the truth,
or else.
Right, right. He was into like weird, just like S&M, BDSM stuff.
Oh,
and this was a long time ago when this stuff was not more accepted than it is today.
Like right, 19, yeah, like he died. Like... Yeah, he died. Well, he died in 47 or something like that. Like, he was born in 1890 something.
Whoa.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
Yeah, I know. He's a good guy. Mm-hmm. But, like, so what do you mean your feelings changed? Like, describe your feeling.
It didn't look as interesting to me. You know what I think it is? And I think I might have it narrowed down, the fact that I don't like Gul Dukat to have the character that played by Gul Dukat to have...
outside of Star Trek.
I don't like that she's, like, apparently, according to these trailers, really into this guy. I don't know why, but that's just, for some reason, it's rubbing me the wrong way. What's the guy's name? Steve Rogers?
Yeah. Steve Trevor.
Yeah, that guy.
But yeah, everyone has, like, a super masculine name back in the day.
That's right. I don't know what it is, but it seemed to me that I didn't want it just to be, like, another guy and girl story, which I'm sure it won't be. I'm sure there's a lot more to it. But for some reason, the character of Wonder Woman is more to me than just, oh, here's a love plot kind of a thing. Does that make any sense? I don't know.
Sure. I think it's going to be more, like, I felt like it was more of an initial, like, holy crap, I've never seen one of these things before. They're very, like, you know, intriguing to me, and I feel a weird connection to them, and I'm not exactly sure why I do. Okay. And that could be, like, I've never had, like, you know, sexual feelings before towards something.
Sexual
feelings. Dave's talking about males. Dave's talking about men here.
Yeah, because she's an Amazonian. Yes. So she's never
all
seen
Amazonians.
Men
yeah. Okay.
Well, to me, okay. So the scene in Batman v Superman, which is still a good movie despite what the critics say, where she meets Bruce Wayne. Right. Bruce Wayne is a fucking pimp. He's like, "What's up? I'm a pimp. I'm rich. I'm a pimp." She seems almost above caring about him based on the fact that he's a pimp hood, and that's to me is the character. She's like, I'm above that shit. I don't need to deal with that.
That's,
you know who I am.
She's already that's been in she's love been around with for like Steve a really long Rogers time for like 100 years.
I mean,
right.
Hey,
so, I mean, I'm
been not saying
dudes for 100 years.
Like, the same is, dude like, for 100
she's got,
years.
Like, unnatural stamina and super strength. She would just be breaking dudes like pelvises and stuff.
That'd be sweet if that's the whole movie plays out and that's how Steve Trevor dies. Like the first time they're together. Oh.
Just like done.
Credits.
Guys just smiles and then credits.
I agree. That'd be cool.
But I don't know.
In
like,
bondage,
you don't get to see, you don't get to see World War One very often.
That's true.
Which is pretty cool. Like,
I know you're on a World War One kick right now.
I do. I am. Like, there's something about it, like where it's like, oh man, it's just that weird old school versus new school. Like, it's like, oh, guys, we have all these new tactics and we don't know how to use them yet.
Okay, so she's got an invisible jet in World War One.
No,
that's fucking weird. No. Something's wrong with this movie.
She doesn't have a jet. That was a television thing because they couldn't make a person fly.
Yes. It still looks good. I'll still see it. It still looks interesting. Right. That's not till like next year, right? Like next June or something?
I think it's early. So it might be like, you know, like May or something like that.
Well, May but and June.
It also has the badass theme where like towards the end it's like... Dan, 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 dan.
Sure. And but, that is one of the best themes I've heard in a long time. So I'll give you that.
Yeah, it looks really... it just looks good. And like, thing is, they know how to make trailers really good. And then sometimes the movies are not living up to the trailer. Like, man, that was a great trailer.
Yeah. And you know what part of it might be for me? It might be that I hype it up too much, maybe, or I expect too much for it. Because, like, the first time I saw the Star Wars Rogue One trailer, it gives you that tingly feeling, right?
Yeah.
And you you shed a tear, and you're like, holy shit, this is going to be amazing. And I had the same feeling with that with the second trailer. The first Wonder Woman trailer, I had the same feeling. I was like, oh, God, this is going to be great. I did not have it with the second trailer. And maybe, like I said, maybe that's just me putting too much into it. I don't know. I'm sure it'll still be a fun movie.
It's probably because it's loaded full of feminists, and you're not that feminist? I'm just kidding.
Okay. That's fine.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't really know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either. I just give you shit.
I just, like, it was like... Men will never accept a female hero that leads a movie. And I'm like, who? I don't know any of those men.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You look at the video games and all of the champions played by primarily male players are like all like women. With now, granted, the expectation will be that there will be a hot woman. So I'm not saying this is like a perfectly balanced, you know, world. I'm just saying that men are okay with female leads, for
and they'll be wearing bikini mail that does not protect them at all. Like that protects your breasts. That's all. I can see most of your breasts.
She's a demigod. She can wear whatever she wants.
I know, but that's always the stereotype. Is like, look at this girl. She's got armor on. It protects a small sliver of her waist, and then you can see the rest.
Right.
That's where she's most vulnerable, apparently. Right.
Yeah, that's her Achilles heel.
Right, and like in the comics, she is where she wears that typically because she doesn't fear anything. But when she has ever gone to real battle with people, she will don like full armor, like full helm, full gauntlets, you know, bracers, everything.
Oh, really?
She has full set of armor, but she's just not scared of people because why would she be? She's been around for a thousand years. Ryan. Sony's trying to make a Starship Troopers reboot.
Oh, that shit's good. That's one of the best movie franchises of all time.
Just say movie. The franchise is not good. I'm sorry.
I'll give you that. But the thing is, that movie was so good, it carried the franchise.
It carried 2 and 3.
Even though the rest of the movies are crap. But it was a good movie. It was one of those movies that people didn't appreciate, and over time there was like, you know, that movie is actually really awesome, and everybody was like, you know, you're right, and it's true.
Would you like to know more?
The bug is a dead bug.
The only good bug is a dead bug.
It's fun too. Yeah, I hope. So when's that coming out?
Well, they're just in the preview of like saying like, here's a bunch of stuff we would like to remake because Hollywood likes to remake things, which is, you know.
They really, really do. Like, holy shit. What's being remade? Knight Rider is being remade again or something?
Again? Yeah.
Again.
As a movie or a TV show?
No, it's a TV show. They're just making everything.
Again? So that'll be the third rendition of Knight Rider?
Yeah, but I mean, I think the last one lasted like 3 episodes, so it doesn't really count.
Yeah, well.
I didn't think it was that bad. What? I don't know. I watched 2008? The most recent Knight Rider show.
Yeah, it was like in 2008, I think, or 2007.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never watched it. I can't say it. No idea.
It was pretty much crap.
Do you remember the ultimate premise of like Knight Rider?
No,
We were talking about this at work.
To right the wrongs of something.
Right. But basically, there was a billionaire guy who, it was almost a RoboCop thing, this detective got shot in the face and was like left for dead and was dying, and like this billionaire is like, we're gonna fix him, we're gonna like made him look like, you know, like fixed his face, made him look badass, and said like, all right, your name now is now Michael Knight, you're gonna like work for me, you're gonna go out and solve, you know, all these problems and try and right the world. because I can't go out and do it because I'm just a rich billionaire guy. But you're going to basically be my soldier on the ground solving all these problems.
That David Hasselhoff was that guy?
No, there was the billionaire guy, and David Hasselhoff was the former cop who got shot in the face.
Oh.
And then they made him look like David Hasselhoff.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, we were talking about that at work at the other day. We were like, we're like, what the fuck? All I know is he rode around in a badass car.
Does he ever, like, report to him or anything? Or I don't remember that at all.
Like, he reports to him, kind of, where he, like, pulls up in that big trailer.
Yeah, he's the gray-haired guy, and he's always on the TV.
Right, and he's always like, hey, well, you know, like, this is the new information I've got. And he's like, I gotta go into... It was super weird.
I have no memories of this place.
I suspect that wasn't key. I suspect they were like, we need to get a guy in a cool car that talks. And
right,
have him
like a
ass.
Cool-looking dude, and we gotta make him, why does he look cool? Oh, yeah, because he got shot in the face, and we made him look cool. We made him look like David Hasselhoff.
Yeah. All right. I wonder if somebody was thinking too hard. They're like, you know what? Beat cop detectives don't look good. This guy looks good. We got to make him a reason why he looks good.
Right.
You don't got to think that hard. Just make the car talk and we're all good.
Yeah, make the car talk and then make up a gadget that the car can do. It's like, oh, it's got turbo and it can jump over a river. Sounds great. Oh,
don't worry about oil slicks.
Right, exactly. Smoke screen, that's cool too. It's bulletproof. Sounds awesome.
Yeah, it was basically Spy Hunter, wasn't it?
It is exactly Spy Hunter. And they were like, oh, Spy Hunter's pretty great. What if we gave him the Cylon, like, front end? And they're like, oh, Cylons? Those things are great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
Adam, you watch Flash yet?
Nope.
God damn it. You're so far behind.
Either. I didn't watch this week's yet either. I'm pretty far behind, too. Going to Las Vegas put me behind in TV shows. And I haven't caught up yet because... Video games are fun, so I'm still working on it. me and Ryan did watch the League of Legends World Championship Finals, SK Telecom Team 1, right, against Samsung Galaxy.
Yep.
It started looking like it was going to be a fucking blowout, as SK Telecom just was dominating them and made it look bad. But they made a game of it, and they eventually won 3-2. So.
SKT won.
Yep.
Right.
You know,
it was everybody was like, you know what? You know, we didn't expect this much and we had good games. It was pretty rewarding. I was happy. I felt good for both the winning team and the losing team, which is pretty rare, right? You know, I felt like both teams probably walking home with their heads held high.
Sure.
Feeling pretty good.
Yeah, there was a pretty epic Baron steal by Samsung Galaxy's Lee Sin. That it would have been, it was an Elder Baron, or not Baron, sorry, Dragon, Elder Dragon, while they had like four, the other team had like four dragons, and that would have sealed it. But they did a really good job of stalling out games. Like, this game should be over, and then like 15 minutes go by, and the game's not over yet. So they did a really good job of stalling lanes.
That's cool.
Yep. It was fun to watch. I'm glad that it was weird that it was two Korean teams in LA.
Right. Yeah, that is weird.
I think we expected more this year from North America.
Right, yeah.
They did all right, though.
No, they did terrible.
They did bad.
They did all right.
Did terrible.
That was still. I feel like soccer, it's just similar with soccer. I keep feeling like, I mean, this is newer, but I keep feeling like eventually the U.S. will be strong. And
US,
I look forward to that day.
The U.S. usually beats the Koreans in soccer, though.
No.
I'm not talking about Korea.
you missed the point. I'm saying, like, they will. The U.S. in soccer is not considered a world power in soccer.
Right. Right.
They're considered like a, you know, second tier team. Same thing in league, and in both cases, I have hope. Give it time. Go so USA.
He's got high hopes.
What I found funny is, how old do you think Faker is? Chris, you might actually know. I know how old.
I bet she's like 19, 22, something like that.
He's 20.
He's 20.
He was born.
Yeah.
He was born like 2 weeks before
after we
graduated
got
high
school.
96. Yeah. He was born May 7, 96.
Yeah, so
oh,
people
shit.
Who
that
don't watch League of Legends or don't know anything about League of Legends, Faker is like the name.
Hot.
If you know anything about, if you know League of Legends, you're like, if you said, just do a random person, say, name a League of Legends player, the one that they probably know is Faker. He's like the Michael Jordan of League of Legends.
I was just going to say that, Chris.
Yeah, he's what you know. And yeah, he's 20, which is awesome. So he's getting close to retirement age, you know, another year or two, he's going to have to retire.
Look at Ryan. Ryan's like rubbing his forehead going like, look at that. Look at all this stuff this guy's done at 20 years old.
What?
Well, what he really did is he played tons of video games.
Yes.
And then it happened to be really good and got lucky.
That could have been you, though, Ryan.
I know. Well, back then it wasn't possible. Yeah. There was no...
What are you talking about? There was a great movie that was made by that.
Yes, you could have had a power glove. It's so bad.
Hey, do you
think
that is funny? Because I wonder, you know, there's a lot of people like actors and actresses. I know that's not PC. Sorry, Amy, but
she doesn't listen to this.
Get like, well, she does. But the thing I was gonna say is that they like will go and accept their things, and they'll thank like people that have led the way and opened the door for female, you know, and minorities and stuff like that. Well, in like 20 years from now, some like dude who's the master of League or the next League say like, and I just want to really thank Faker and Dyrus and
you never know,
like just opening doors for us folks that play tons of video games and wanted to make it a career. You know, we really appreciate that. They really busted it open, and it wouldn't have been possible without you. Yeah. That would be pretty cool.
That is a good point, though. But how long ago did the first person start making a living on playing video games? Besides, like testers, like it's pretty kind of a newer phenomenon, isn't it?
Right.
Probably. I mean, Korea's probably done doing it for much longer than anybody else. But it was StarCraft, probably the first StarCraft
team that did it. Yeah.
So
2009, 2005, somewhere in there.
Brood War came. Brood War was the big one over there. Was 98.
Right. But that's a thing that's like exists now that did not exist before. I mean, if you would have said to 12-year-old Chris growing up, hey, you know what? Someday somebody's going to be able to not only make a living but excel at playing video games. I mean, Dyrus makes $2 million a year playing video games. That's all he does. And it's – or not Dyrus. I'm sorry. But I'm a
cutie pie.
Cutie pie, yeah. That's something I'd be like, really? Can I do that? They'd be like,
yeah.
No. You'll be too old by the time those games come out.
Yeah, I guess there'd probably be more people saying, like, gosh, Faker, Dyrus, Cutie Pie, you bastards. I've wasted away my youth trying to become a professional. You know, that's probably more likely than the other.
We were also not playing the right games.
Well, those games didn't exist back then, so.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, we could have played Tetris and been like this Tetris master, but apparently only 10 people in the world know how to do that.
Yeah, but you don't still make any money.
You don't win
anything. It's pretty easy, I heard.
You don't win anything. on the subject of sports, since I know how much you guys love esports, go, Adam!
Chris, Ryan, and I watched the Cubs game last night. It was awesome.
It was awesome.
Okay, one, go fuck yourself. two, so I know you guys are not huge sports fans and definitely not baseball fans, which makes me sad.
You totally watched it.
You did not. You listened to me as I watched it. And I went, yes, go, woo, yeah. But that's going to go down as one of the best Game 7s in history for the World Series. Like, there's going to be, in the top 10, it's going to be probably number 3 or 4. So that's a big deal. I mean, you guys are like, whatever, it's a Game 7, it's the Cubs, big deal. But that was fucking an amazing game. And I'm not even really a big Cubs fan. It was just an amazing game to watch.
So it was right behind the 91 World Twins?
Honestly, this is going to be, on all the lists, this is going to be better than the 91. On my, not mine, of course, because that was an awesome game to watch. But
very nice, Dave. Dave just put up a Kirby Puckett. Is that Kirby Puckett?
Right, and actually the Cubs-Indians Game 7 had fewer viewers than the Twins-Braves game in 91.
I find that impossible to believe.
Well, just read the article.
Oh, but you know what? A lot of that has to do with the time, I bet. I mean, that was 91 was 25 years ago. So
there's less people, though, so it's a higher percent.
No, people don't watch baseball anymore. It's dropping like crazy because people don't have they don't respect the time it takes to learn about the game and watch the nuances of the game. They just want people to hit each other and fucking go, yeah! But it's a nuanced game for an intelligent man. You need to watch it and see it, not just like, bleh,
bleh, bleh. Yeah, according to Nielsen ratings, like 50.3 million people watched the Game 7 of 91 and 40 million watched last night.
Yeah, I guarantee that's a product of our day and age. Because sorry, go ahead, Adam.
Well, no, I think you're right. It is probably product of a day and age.
Well, because I was actually thinking about this. I told Ryan the other day, I wrote the twins a letter about our season tickets and why we won't be getting them anymore. But I was thinking about saying, you know, I don't think kids today can watch baseball unless somebody sits with them and teaches them baseball, because it's not, you know, you don't have an attention span anymore. What's our attention span? If we're not doing anything for 5 minutes, we pick up our phone and we fucking look at our phone. So, yeah. And kids grow up with that attention span, and that's what they're at. So I think it's just going to get worse and worse, and that's very sad.
There are some exceptions, obviously. Like, I know my nephew, he watches soccer games and basketball and baseball, and he's a really good athlete and pays a lot of attention. But I hear you. Especially with baseball, where, I mean, I'm not even going to try to knock it, but I'm going to say, like, there's subtleties in order to appreciate it.
Right.
And hopefully you can accept that.
Yeah.
And I totally respect the fact that was a pretty epic game. I just didn't want to walk downstairs and watch it. I wanted to play.
No, I understand. No, like, if you watch game one of that series, the score was 1-0. It was a pitching duel. You have to like pitching. You have to want to watch pitching. Otherwise, you'll be like, this is the most boring thing I've ever sat through in my life.
I do agree it was probably one of the better games I've ever watched.
Shut up. I hate Adam. Adam, you're banned from Doctor Strange tomorrow. What's up,
hey,
now?
We had it, like, I recorded it last night.
I know. I saw Tiffany pointed that she was watching it.
Yeah, exactly. We recorded it, though.
Oh, no. I saw that you recorded, but I don't believe that you watched it. I think Tiffany watched it with Griffin, and you put downstairs and played Battlefield 1.
Yeah, don't you worry about that.
That means you nailed it, Chris. Nice job.
Hey, but guess what?
It's the subtle terminology.
According to everything, my household recorded that game. So,
yes.
Like, I'm going to take partial credit for having that game on. At my house.
You can do that, and I'm fine with that.
Also, like,
according to everybody, you know, I'm pretty awesome, you know.
People, right, exactly. According to everyone in my house, I was pretty awesome. Also, like, I don't know. Like, baseball, I think there was less, like, there was probably as much to do back in 91, but now there's way more things to do. Like, I can find anything I want to watch at any given time.
I agree.
Right? Like if baseball was on, I'd be like, that would probably be really low in my list of what to watch. And, like, kids probably is pretty low. They can go like, oh, cool, I can watch someone play Minecraft.
Yeah, you know, I didn't even think about that. In 91, there was still, like, 7 channels, right?
Yes, that's my big point.
And if one was on, yeah, baseball, the World Series is on one, you're probably going to watch that over Blue's Clues or whatever the fuck was on back then.
I don't even think that's on, yeah. It was probably something worse than that.
Yeah, so that's a good point, too, yeah. I bet you percentage to being awesome people, this game was seen by more, so. I don't know what that means.
Like, what about that epic pitching duel? In 91. No, that was a duel, man. It was like 0-0 to like the 10th inning.
Yeah, and what's left out is one pitcher pitched all 9 of those innings, 10 of those innings. That doesn't happen anymore. Now, I mean, the starters pitched 4-5 innings, 4 and 5 innings respectively on yesterday.
So do you think they're just like not as good anymore? Or no, it's just everyone's gotten so much better that pitchers have to not injure themselves as much by like pitching less?
I think they care more about their investment. Because they're like,
okay.
They want, that's a long-term investment, right? You're paying these guys millions of dollars. You don't want them to get hurt. You don't want them to tear something. And so, yeah. But anyways, that's the sports recap for the day. It was pretty awesome. I kind of wish I lived in Wisconsin. Some of those tickets were going for, Chicago, because some of those tickets were going for a lot of money, like ridiculous amounts of money. And Bill Murray was happy. Everybody has to be happy that Bill Murray's
everybody
happy.
I'm just wondering what would have happened, man. Like, Chicago's already like a crazy city in certain sectors of the town. Like, what happens if they would have lost? Would that town have just like been like a smoldering hole in the ground?
We almost got to see it because they were back and forth, and it was pretty wild.
But yeah, yep. That
Yeah, people are even saying that God was on the Cubs' side because when all the momentum was in Cleveland's favor, the rain came and they had to stop the game for a rain delay, and then the Chicago got to regroup and come back. So it's definitely God's doing. God has nothing better to do than make sure the Cubs win the World Series.
Like, what does God need with the Starship?
Every 108 years, he pays attention to the Cubs. He's like, right, it's your time.
Yes, now, Cubs, now you shall win.
Really?
Yep, that's true.
What are you doing, Adam?
I'm nothing. I'm interacting with
okay.
you.
Obviously. No, you're not. You're looking at a big pile of papers.
Yeah. Is it distracting?
Yeah.
All right, I'll stop.
It's only distracting because you're not telling us what it is. Otherwise, it would bother me.
I need to find the title for my car.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's in the safe.
I'm surprised you were able to make it to the podcast with your car being broken and everything. Fuck.
Tell me about it. I just walked in the door. My car was on fire.
It could have been.
Hey, did you guys see the Halloween Google Doodle? I love Google Doodles. I think they're amazing. Yes. I think that they just have programmers that make doodles based on what holiday is coming up. And it's a little fun interactive game that I can play, and Google's amazing. That's it. The end. You just got to... You're this little cat, and you got to make symbols to shoot ghosts that were coming towards you. And it was fun.
You got to, like, move the mouse in a design. Yep. Like an upward arrow, or a downward arrow, or a slash.
And it's stupid, but fun. And Google is going to take over the world. So, the end.
Really? It's Walter Cronkite's 100th birthday?
Yes. Today?
There's a little Google thing that is showing images of...
And if you click it, it goes right to the wiki. It goes to the Wikipedia page.
Yep. But if you click it once, November 22nd, 1963, July. Yeah, I don't know where those dates are, but I'm sure they're important.
November 2nd, 1963?
Well, March 6th, 1981. April 16th, 1962. I don't know. I don't know some of these. It's not my period, damn it.
That was the Cuban Missile Crisis. The 63 was the assassination of Kennedy.
69, would that be the moon landing?
Moon landing.
Yeah.
81 was the assassination attempt on Reagan.
Huh. It's all about Walter Cronkite.
I'm like a new school history major, Chris.
New school. You're like an old school major.
Yeah, you can do all the old school stuff. I know stuff from this century.
Yeah.
I only have to know things that may have some relevance on me. Not ancient Rome. So, Ryan, I have now purchased you a ticket, and she'll be on its way to you shortly. Desert Star 15 is at 1301 Kalahari Drive in Baraboo, Wisconsin.
Let me Google that. Baraboo. I just played a little bit of that Halloween Google. It was actually pretty fun. You're right.
So, hey, do you guys remember a while back, for some reason, Ryan got to talking about a magazine that he had when he got delivered to his house when he was a kid?
Boy's Life.
Boy's Life? Is that what it was?
Boy's Life, yeah.
Okay.
It's the only one he ever had.
Do you get a Boy's Life at your house currently?
Did you fucking do that, dude?
I didn't even get it for months and really wondering where it was coming from.
I've only noticed one of them, and I don't know how long it's been coming, but
it's been coming since that episode, like, which was like episode 5 or something.
Oh, really? I haven't noticed. Maybe Amber just like assumed that they must be some sort of like mistake, but I saw one sitting there, and actually I flipped through it, and I actually enjoyed it. I was like, this stuff is still fun. They got toys. They got
that's a long con of Chris.
Nice work. I wondered, why is this here? Is Leo getting old enough? Do they send these out to everybody?
Well, oddly enough, you could choose from the older one or the younger one. So I got the younger one because that's within your kid's range. And I think I even put something on the label, like, enjoy Ryan or something weird. I don't know. You have to check next month. It's like 3 years. You get it for like $12 or something ridiculous.
Huh. Well, I think that's probably because it's like mostly filled with advertising and stuff, but they're advertising of things you want to buy, so you're like, cool, I'll read that.
I got you.
Thank you. That was a good long con. I had a moment of like, why is this here? Followed by, I'll just flip through this real quick. And funny. I didn't think of any more deeply about it.
I just wasn't sure if you even got it, because how would I know? But I was like, maybe he just never received it, because he never says anything about it.
Well, remember, Ryan is the guy who has to set aside, like, long hours of the day in order to sort his mail.
Fuck, that mail comes. It just never stops coming.
It just never stops coming. It comes in, like, such large amounts that I can't look through the four things I get a day.
He doesn't put magazines in the right spot, either.
They're supposed to go in the toilet.
I wasn't aware of that.
The back of the toilet, dude.
Yeah, they're going to the back of the toilet where you read them.
Yeah, it was that night. That, in fact, while we were on the podcast, I was spilling it out.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't. I think the first one I saw was probably like this week.
Wow.
And I don't know if that's because they gone missing and they're just screwing you, you know,
or it might have been
or
like,
something else.
Yeah, I'll ask Amber. It may take like 8 to 12 weeks for your first issue to arrive or something.
That could
like
be.
That.
Yeah,
it could be. I didn't even think about that. It was it was about 12 weeks ago, so...
I'll bring it over on Tuesday. It actually has pretty good stuff in it. I flipped right to the back, because I remember that's where they had, like...
You're like, X-ray goggles, right?
Yes, X-ray goggles and, like, fake poop. Looks like real stuff. Trick all your friends. You'll be the best. Sea monkeys.
Right. And I just like the drawings of the sea monkeys, where it's like a guy with a crown, and you're like, oh, he's the leader of the sea monkeys. And you're like, oh, it's brine fish. It's brine shrimp in there.
Basically.
Good job.
Yeah.
Visible ink. You know, you spray it on people, and it's like, oh, you got ink on me. These are all old things, because even when I remember it now, I remember it all black and white, you know, old stuff. The stuff I think now, if I saw, I would think old. But I'm remembering it, which means that I'm old.
It's true.
Fine, it's very sad. It happens.
A long con.
That's funny.
All right. Anything else we got going on tonight? I feel like we've hit everything from Uber to Boys Life. So.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I know.
It's a quiet week.
Yeah, it was a quiet week.
No, I'm fine. We can end it here. We're gonna have a longer one next week because we got to talk about Doctor Strange and spoil it for Ryan and stuff and Adam.
Saturday. We're going Saturday, right?
Sweet. Yeah, come on over. I'll show it to you.
Oh, I hate you.
So we have a small apology to British Andy, as we'll call him, because I think he got butt hurt from us coming down so hard on him. Sorry, British Andy.
Yes,
do you guys want to apologize to British Andy?
All right. Freshen your drink, Governor.
You know the Beatles are not dead.
Yes, Amy was telling
half
me
of them.
There's like a sixth member of the Beatles, a fifth member of the Beatles, or no,
Pete Best.
A 12th member of the Beatles. Like there's 11 people in the Beatles, right?
Right, something like that.
Yeah, and they also came from France, I believe, correct?
Right.
Oh, the hole gets deeper and deeper.
But what was his name? What's the extra Beatles name?
British Andy.
Best. Pete Best, yeah.
Okay. All right, well, there you go, British Andy. We know something about the Beatles. We know Pete Best, so there. Blah. All right, that's it. Thanks for listening this week. A little bit quicker one. I guess when we have one less D, it goes a little bit faster. So
We need more D's.
Yeah, he didn't talk about his television shows.
He talks a lot.
His television shows.
I'm sure he's down there on his vacation in Mexico watching the CW as we speak. So.
No, I bet she's down there going like, oh, man, I wish I was at home watching CW shows. And then his wife is getting upset with him because he's not watching.
I'll tell you what happens. Every time Dave, too, goes on vacation to a different place, he gets sick. He gets, like, grossly sick.
Well, Amy did tell me today, Amy said, make sure I don't have sex with Dave, too, because he might have Zika. And I was like,
that was
okay.
A weird thing to say.
Yes. Like, too late.
I didn't know it was an option.
That's what I said. I was like, so that's the reason why you should have sex?
That's the only one.
Yeah. All right. Good night, everybody. We're leaving. Send us an email if you got any questions or comments or concerns. Geeks Next Door, FTW@gmail.com, or the Facebook page of the same thing, Geeks Next Door. Until next week, we'll see you later.
Bye. Yes.